There was high excitement at the gala party following the premiere showing of Sonic Vision, a series of short, high-tech animated sequences projected onto the Hayden Planetarium's huge darkened dome. All 20 sequences were created by top animation artists to accompany pop songs blended seamlessly together by musician-composer Moby. A 12-year-old audience member named Matt offered a typical reaction.
It was really cool. The effects were amazing. It was like a bunch of colors moving around. I can't really explain it. It was basically like a roller coaster. Wherever you look, there's no spot where there's nothing going on. It was like a whoa.
Such accolades are rare, even at the Hayden Planetarium, renowned for the scientific rigor and visual beauty of its more traditional astronomy shows. Chris Harvey, the creative director at the Rose Center for Earth and Space, where the Hayden is housed, said that he wanted Sonic Vision to combine the aesthetic potential of the famous dome with the joys of pop music, without the usual formal constraints.
In a space show, in a science show, we're limited to scientific accuracy and you know, factual information. But here we could tap into some of the same sense of awe and mystery that space has. But because it's a fantasy show, we could do absolutely anything. And in this show, we were free just to have fun with technology, run with the imagination, and show people some of our dreams and hopefully evoke some of theirs.
Literally from horizon to horizon, in all directions, the animation surrounds you.
That was Steve Oates, director of Curious Pictures, the New York animation studio that produced one of Sonic Vision's first sequences. It featured music from Audioslave and U2.
Where we're launching ourselves up to a fantastic alien planet, and we penetrate the colorful field and find ourselves at this bizarre landscape that we allow ourselves to go on an amazing roller coaster ride where half the audience sees something thinking it's up and the other part on the other side of the hemisphere is thinking it's upside down or right side up. So it's an interesting exercise in understanding dimension.
Mr. Oakes said that while the fantastical imagery in Sonic Vision belongs to the realm of art, it often provokes the sort of questions that scientists love.
Because it does make you think about dimensions wrapped in dimensions and speed and symmetry and things that are so to the heart of things in the natural world. I made the analogy of for the first time I saw the Northern Lights lying on my back in a football field and just seeing color stream across the sky, and you think about the distance and the speed and what it means. And here is a pretty good simulation of that same kind of awesomeness.
It certainly took awesome computer and software technology to create the show, which included simulated space cathedrals, moss green interstellar clouds, rainbow galaxies, and a variety of weird humanoid forms. Benji Bernhardt, who directs the engineering at the Rose Center, describe some of the new technology behind the Hayden show.
Well, we have to have 118 processors rendering the show, 7 of the largest video projectors in the world to project it, 48 channels of 24-bit 48K audio, 23 speakers in the ceiling to make it sound good, 429 shakers in the seats to make you feel it. What else? I must be missing something.
There was that room full of elves.
There's a room full of elves. They're the ones who power it. They pedal.
On opening night, museum president Ellen Futter seemed especially pleased by the way animation, music, and computer technology were combined in the Sonic Vision program.
The connection between art and science runs very deep in this institution, but nonetheless, in addition to the loftier reasons that I'm really enamored of the show, I really like that it's just fun, and some things can be fun. And I think in these times, fun maybe is especially important from time to time.
To find out more about Sonic Vision on the Internet, please go to www.amnh.org and blast off from there. For Our World, this is Adam Phillips in New York.